Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Yes. Yes. That is exactly it. Ladies and gentlemen, be sure to follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation. This is the morning after right here live on the VOC Nation Radio Network. And we come to you each and every day at 12 Eastern. And we run down all the news. And Ratboy, my friend, there's a lot going on today. There's a lot to talk about. How you doing today?
Oh, boy, I feel good because my girl, Shockey Blackheart, got her car back last week, and she still got her helmet.
Actually, there was a big thing about it. Triple H and the NXT crew all chipped in and basically recreated her whole outfit for her.
Yep, but they finally found it, Wednesday night or Thursday, they found her car. And that was something,
Good stuff.
And now, Tiny DeVille is being stalked. I heard.
Yeah, so somebody was arrested for attempting to. I guess he broke into her apartment, and she was able to get away. He wanted to kidnap her, and apparently he's been planning this out for something like 7 or 8 months now. It's absolutely crazy. It is absolutely crazy to see. And there's been a lot of news going on with WWE lately. You know, that was just one thing. That was really just one thing. We also have, and I know you had a guest that you wanted to bring on, Ratboy.
Yeah.
Area code 773. Yeah. You want to introduce him?
Yeah. Yes, please. No other than my buddy that I am. This is a friend that I watch after Raw or after AEW. Let's give it up for Dallas Starks.
Yo, can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
yes, we can hear you, Daryl.
Yo, it's your boy Daryl from Covalent TV. What is going on? It is good talking with my man Chris. Talking with you guys, man. He wanted me to come on and say what's up to the beautiful people, man. You know, the rest of the world needs some love, and I'm here to spread some love. You know how that goes.
I don't know what kind of beautiful people you're seeing if you're talking about wrestling fans, but it's the unwashed masses, as I say, Daryl.
Hey, you know how that goes. Hey, I was talking specifically about Mandy Rose, just Mandy Rose.
I got you, brother. So tell us a little bit about what you got going on there. Your program that you mentioned.
Oh yeah, we got an excellent podcast called Covalent TV. We go live on both Facebook and YouTube. We cover anything in the wrestling world, and you know we're gonna start doing some streams where we talk about things that are going on in the world. Period, outside of wrestling, and we like to have a good time. That's just how it goes.
That's right.
We always
Very
have a good
cool.
time on this show. We always have a good time on this show.
What do you call in there, Ratboy?
No, we just saw it on Facebook, and we just typed in whatever we feel. And they gave me the name of Santa Pants.
We got to make it happen on Covalent TV. I'm going to need him to come on, and we're going to have to talk some wrestling. That's how it goes. We always get it done.
Well, you know, Rat Boy knows a lot of wrestlers, so he's a good way to start. I've seen him jump by just about everybody out there.
I saw him in a picture with Hulk Hogan. I'm gonna give him a little bit of shit about that later, but
oh boy,
<It's all good. laughs> I'm just messing with him. It's
he
all
looks like a very very sick version of Hulk Hogan. So as if the version that we have isn't sick enough.
Oh
man, good stuff. So people can find this thing on Facebook then?
Yes. Covalent TV, spelled COVALENT. For the people that do not know how to spell, we still love you anyway.
Okay.
Come by the channel, say what's up, and we'll make sure to, you know, make sure you're laughing and enjoying everything, even in the face of this really, really crappy WWE product that's going on right now.
Ugh. I hear you. Daryl, thanks for calling in, brother.
Yeah,
no,
thanks,
no
Daryl.
Y'all have a good one.
You too. There you go. Daryl starts. Be sure to check that out. What was it, Rat Boy? Covina TV? What was it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Covina.
You know what I'll do?
TV.
I will put up a link with the show description so people can check that out as well. So, yeah, you were talking about, and I only had to stop Daryl because there's so much to talk about here today, and we gotta run down the news, obviously. This guy was arrested for trying to kidnap Sonya Deville. Is your internet acting funny? Like, I cannot. Everything I click on is crazy today.
I went to my favorite website and I can't get in it because they're saying that the hackers are upon us.
That's probably retribution.
Maybe.
The big news
is that Shawn Michaels is returning tonight.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels and possibly even Rey Mysterio as of course SummerSlam is this Sunday. So that's the only thing that they're offering for Raw. I think Shawn Michaels is going to confront Randy Orton. I would assume Randy's going to take him out as well.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
Pretty
the
sure.
big news that I saw that I wanted to talk about is this WWE deal with Amway Center. Because we haven't been on in a couple days now. You know, they're going to be at this arena. They're going to set it up like Thunderdome, Rat Boy. It's going to be they're going to have LED boards with the virtual fans. It's going to be like an experience like nothing else. I actually jotted down some things that Kevin Dunn said about it. I'd like to read them. Because to me, like, this sounds absolutely amazing. And I think this is going to be for SummerSlam, it's kind of going to be. But they book shows at this Amway Center through October 30th. So this is going to be their new home for the next couple months. And it is a massive, massive facility. We can do things production-wise that we never otherwise do. We're flying drones in the arena, Rat Boy. We're putting a roof inside. We'll be able to project content onto the roof. So when a big star like Drew McIntyre comes down to the ring, the whole arena will turn into his content with lasers, pyro, smoke, projections on top of the building and on the floor. It will be a big, beautiful entrance, better than WrestleMania.
Okay. I got to see this.
Pretty cool.
To believe it.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah, but I tell you
like
what.
The NBA with the virtual fans.
I tell you what.
1,000 LED boards.
I know, but you're going to see everything on SmackDown because SmackDown will be there on Friday.
Yes, they will, and that'll be the trial run for SummerSlam.
Yep. They will be there
so
on Friday.
So it'll be
Friday.
Crazy. So they got these boards. They're going to have fans, like, you know, that'll be cheering the good guys and booing the bad guys. They said if someone like Bray Wyatt comes out, the entire arena will like be, you know, with the Fiend, it'll be like, it'll be crazy. It'll be, it sounds really, really cool. And I don't know I mean, obviously, wrestling has been weird lately, but you got to give them credit for trying something different.
Right. You know, you can't just say, oh, I'm going to put it on, oh, I don't like it. Hey, you got to give it a couple of weeks before you start liking something.
Right.
You know, what is that?
Yeah,
hey,
unless
they tried out
you. I'm only kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, but look at it. All right? People said, you know, we don't going to have no fans in the ring or nothing like that. But look what happened. You know, you got to give them a chance to prove themselves. Actually, Raw proved themselves, you know, with the wrestlers and all this other stuff, with the fans, you know, with the other wrestlers around the ring. That's cool as hell.
You know, and they're still going to have the wrestlers around the ring, too.
New.
Yeah, they're still
going to
have the wrestlers around the ring, too. Yeah. So it should be cool. And obviously, it took them a while with the Performance Center to figure out the best way to do it. I think if they were producing WrestleMania in the Performance Center now, I think it would be almost completely different than it was back in April, because they kind of figured out a lot of the kinks with it, you know, as far as the fans and being able to do stuff like that. So that'll be interesting. It'll be interesting for sure. A couple additions to the SummerSlam card I just wanted to mention, all involving women, and they all come from SmackDown, of course. Asuka winning the tri-branded Battle Royal. So Asuka is not just going to challenge Sasha Banks for the Raw Women's title. She's going to challenge Bayley for the SmackDown Women's title as well at the same show.
Yes, I can't wait. I think it's going to be two-belt Asuka, maybe.
Do you think they'll finally unify the belts?
Let me see. Sasha and Bayley's got all the belts. They're claiming they got all the belts. I think they're going to stay as a tag team, but Asuka's going to get both belts.
And for those who are wondering, the tag team title, the women's tag title, will be defended at TakeOver. So they're going to have the two women's singles matches at SummerSlam, and the women's tag title will be at TakeOver. So it's an opportunity to get all of their belts on the line during the course of the weekend. So that should be cool. The other match announced for SummerSlam is Sonya Deville, who we talked about earlier, taking on Mandy Rose in a hair versus hair match. Now, we haven't seen one of those, Rat Boy, since Molly Holly and Victoria back at WrestleMania 20.
Yes, I know. And I'm going to say, okay, in my book, what John posted up today about who looks better bald, I'm going with Brandi Rose. I think she would look
Mandy
better
Rose,
bald.
You think it's going to be bald? I think
yeah.
Sonya's going to get it. She's going to get her head shaved.
I'm going with Brandi.
Okay. Fair enough. One other thing I really wanted to mention that we should talk about, and I don't know how familiar you were with them, but we had a little bit of a loss this weekend. The second ever Ring of Honor champion, Xavier, passing away. And I didn't know him personally, but I know a lot of people who did, including both my co-hosts on In the Room, Kathy and Stro. You know, Xavier was an important part of ECWA and the Super 8 tournaments in the early years, and Xavier has been around a long time, you know, and it's sad. We don't know what happened or why he's gone yet, but at least that hasn't been released. I'm sure some people know, but our thoughts and prayers definitely go out to all those affected. It's a very sad thing to lose Xavier.
It is. It is. Because I seen it last. Oh, I think we got the show on in the queue.
Do we? Okay. Apologies about that. I was scanning the news wire. What's going on, Stro? How you doing?
Good. I've been in the queue listening to you guys talk about various things. So I'm glad to be on.
Sorry about that. I had the news. I got a couple different windows open here, so I didn't notice that you were in there.
I just turned around and I saw you in the queue. He's in the queue.
We were talking. Obviously, there's been a lot of like huge news in the last like couple of days. The big deal with the Amway Center. Have you heard about this, Stro? They're going to start with SmackDown on Friday, but they're going to do SummerSlam there, and they're going to do shows there through October instead of the Performance Center. Kevin Dunn described it as a Thunderdome. Yes, they're going to do like the NBA with the fans on the screen.
Oh wow.
So it should
basically
be interesting.
They can put just anything, anybody, including like holograms and stuff. So we could be like.
That's what they're saying. Yeah.
Wow.
They're going to have like Drew McIntyre comes out. You can have all Drew McIntyre fans at ringside, you know. But then he was saying like, and this is Kevin Dunn, of course. So I just read the quote a little bit ago. He was talking about it, and he said that like, for example, when Bray Wyatt comes out, the Fiend, like they can transform the entire arena into like. A Fiend type theme, you know, and it'll be like WrestleMania, but bigger.
Gosh, can you imagine? It sounds like some movie. Did they do that like one of the futuristic movies like a while back?
Yeah,
it was like.
What he said was, yeah. It would be like Thunderdome on crack.
Tremendous.
That would be cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Everybody, get your crack ready because we're going for a wild ride tonight.
Remember the midget in Thunderdome on top of the monster, and he kept saying no crap energy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's great.
Amazing stuff. Of course,
Rat Boy, you could be ringside. You never know.
Yeah, right?
I think if you go on WWE.com, there's a way to submit video or something for them to use for this. I haven't seen it yet, but somebody told me that.
Can you imagine Jim Cornette hologram?
That would be amazing.
Mm.
Oh, man.
Tremendous.
Yeah. So there's that, of course, and they're going to do the trial run on SmackDown this Friday. And then if they like what they see, they're going to, well, I think they're going to kind of tweak that and use it for SummerSlam as well. That'll be the first major show, but it sounds like they have this arena booked through October, and they're going to be the only act in there, so they don't have to break down or anything. They're just going to leave everything there. That'll be their new home instead of the performance center.
Can you imagine a virtual beach ball? Being passed around.
I can only imagine. Now, one person who maybe won't have so many virtual fans there, Stro, will be Sonya Deville. She'll have at least one less fan because he's in jail because he tried to break into her apartment with zip ties. And this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy.
Oh, wow.
You don't think stuff like this could happen.
Goodness.
People are putting up this Thunderdome now. They're putting it together right now.
Nice.
What's that?
The Thunderdome. They're putting the stuff up now because they took a picture of it.
I kind of wish they were doing it for Raw tonight so I could get a glimpse.
Well, you can just get away until SmackDown on Friday.
Good. Tina Turner can make a cameo.
Maybe. Maybe we'll get Prince up there.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Okay.
Listen, yesterday, I was on Facebook. Guess who popped in on Facebook? Your friend, Alexa Bliss. Okay?
Oh, yeah?
She was talking live and all this other stuff. I asked her a question, and she told me that you got to watch it and tune in to SmackDown and watch. Because I asked her that question, are you going to marry Bray Wyatt? Said, just tune in and watch.
Okay. They did something really weird with that on Friday night. It looks almost like Braun Strowman, like he and Bray, like, have they switched? Like, I don't understand sometimes. It's like they, I don't know. They're crazy.
I saw that too. I said, they switched real quick. When the lights went out, all of a sudden, there they were.
Bray Wyatt is the savior.
Yeah. For some reason, I got my hands on it. You know, they're going to get married. Watch and see.
Sure, what do you think about that? Why is Bray Wyatt a savior all of a sudden? He's the good guy now.
Yeah, that's crazy. I thought for a second Rat Boy said he was going to marry him off. Fiend and
That'd be great. He'd be like a good minister, like Eric Bischoff that time.
Yeah. Like 3 minute warning. Remember 3 minute warning?
Yeah, exactly. Three minutes. Yeah, so things are shaping up. You know, it's been an interesting week. Stro, I had to ask you about Xavier. I'm glad that you were able to call in because I didn't know him personally, but I know Kathy did, and I'm pretty sure that you did as well, former Ring of Honor champion. And I know he's been so instrumental in the independence in this area at least. But Xavier passing away this weekend, what were your thoughts on that?
Gosh, man. I mean, I did a few shows with him, and he was always a good guy. He always treated me good. And, I mean,
yeah.
So young. I mean, wow.
I know. He used to do, like, those early Super 8 tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
He was like a regular fixture in the Jim Kettner era in Delaware. So, it was one of those shows. He was doing the Super 8 tournament. I think it was the first one, right? And Gabe Sapolsky and Rob Feinstein were there just, like, checking out the ECWA Super 8. And they ended up, like, that tournament is what they kind of developed into Ring of Honor. You know, with the All Honor, you know, no cheating, no weapons, none of that stuff, shaking hands. That was the early Ring of Honor. And Xavier was one of the first guys that they recruited for it.
Man, I certainly didn't see that coming.
No, me neither. Like, me neither. I was surprised. And I'm kind of disappointed, too, because he's always somebody that I always kind of thought at some point I would get a chance to interview him, and it obviously never happened. But it's sad. It is sad.
Wow.
One last thing I wanted to talk about, at least, Stro. And, Ratboy, I don't even know if you knew this, but we had a couple surprise phone calls on Thursday night WCW Retro. I can't even believe it. Like, you talk about, like, surprise, and you never know who's going to call in. Ratboy, he had Tim Horner from Smoky Mountain, and he also had a former WCW champion, David Arquette, called into WCW Retro on Thursday.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it was crazy. It was a great time.
And
though.
I really,
his new movie is coming out. You Cannot Kill David Arquette.
Huh, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, and Malcolm's in it, right?
Yeah, he's got a small part in the film.
That is
a
small part.
Big time in the college. It was hilarious.
There are no small parts, just small people. No, that's amazing. That's really cool. And I really thought some of your listeners were going to start throwing their panties at him. I did.
I called him out on it. I told him, I said, what's up with you guys doing your underwear at David Arquette? Good Lord.
You got Brian Vaughn trying to line him up for his program during the program. You got everyone asking him for free tickets and free magazine autographs. And my God, you people are nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And we do have to talk about WrestleMania history because they are going to be off for a while.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, I don't know the whole scoop. My understanding, and I haven't really talked to Bruce, is they're still going to do shows. They're going to record them ahead of time, right? So you'll still be able to listen. You just won't be able to call in for the next couple weeks.
Okay.
That's my understanding of it, unless he said something different.
I thought they were going to have virtual fans, too.
Don't they all?
and before we get out of here today, I'm gonna announce it for the Strozone this week. It's a creature from the Black Lagoon.
Hey, thanks for the
that
plug,
was basically Rat Boy. Yeah.
I love that movie.
He was the inspiration for that, the creature from the Black Lagoon.
I love that movie. That's one of the movies.
They found him in a swamp
into.
In his backyard. Yeah. No, it should be good. Classic. Absolute classic. So tonight on VOC Nation at 6 Eastern, we're going to have a brand new live edition of Wrestling with Problems. That's King David Lane and Chris Best, our good friends, taking your calls and talking about all the problems that they see in wrestling and in life. And the call-in number for that is 914-338-1885. That's at 6 Eastern. At 9 Eastern, we're going to re-air the episode of WCW Retro from last week. That's the one where David Arquette and Tim Horner called in. And, of course, Stro Maestro with all the callers, the old-school match of the week, the dream matches, all that great stuff. Be sure to check that out. That's at 9 Eastern. And 11 Eastern this evening is Other Side Podcast, that paranormal show. People talking about alien abductions this week. So that should be a good time as well. I think it was alien abductions. I could be wrong about that. But be sure to check that out. Tomorrow night, 6 Eastern, we're going to have Shelly Live back on the air, 657-383-1666, taking your calls. And then at 9 Eastern, we'll be back at Within the Room, myself, Stro Maestro, Kathy Fitz, the whole gang, and we're going to be welcoming independent star Eric Martin, his name is, and this guy is going to be part of the upcoming Super 8 tournament in September. So I can't wait to talk to Eric. He was on a couple of years ago, but he was really like a rookie in the business. I think he was still in his first year when we had him on. So now he's a little bit more well-rounded, you know, and I'm excited to talk with him ahead of his first Super 8 tournament. Anything else? Because we got to get out of here. Is that about it?
I think that's it, and happy Black Cat Day, because it is Black Cat Day today.
Okay.
All right.
Good for you, Rat Boy. Always pointing out the, good stuff. So be sure to go to prowrestlingtees.com/VOCNation and buy a shirt. I haven't seen if the Stro Maestro shirt got uploaded yet. I should look right now. I haven't heard anything about it. But the shirt looks amazing, Rat Boy. You got to check it out. It's an homage to Stro Maestro through the years. And yes, it is up. It is up. It is.
Oh, wow.
Looks amazing. Good stuff. So everybody should check
somebody
that out. Just go to prowrestlingtees.com/VOCNation. We're going to VOCNation.com and click on the Pro Wrestling Tees link. Stro, it isn't. I'm a little surprised because it isn't what I thought we decided, but I guess beggars can't be choosers, right? It's a black shirt with a red square. I thought we decided no square. Oh, well. Okay.
I
just got a message through a fan. They want to know what happened to Granny Hoaxster. She's off this week. She'll be back
I don't think
week.
Anyone wants to know. I don't believe that anyone really asked that.
Yes, somebody did ask it.
All right, well, we'll be back tomorrow right here the morning after, and Granny Hoaxster will be back next week. Everybody take care. Go to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star rating and great review, and we'll talk to you guys later on. Take care, everybody. Have a great day.
Hey, in the total package, Lex Luger, you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kathy Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets